This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The social safety net is the subject of a lot of debate right now. Some say we're spending too much on it, others too little, and those debates can quickly devolve into shouting matches. To spark more thoughtful conversations, we've been asking you, our listeners, to share your safety net tales. It's a series we call Show Me Your Safety Net, and today Marketplace's wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark brings us one story from a listener in Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan.
To understand Paul Daniels' feelings about safety nets, especially ones funded by the government, you need to know a few things about him. Daniels is a 55-year-old building engineer. That's the fancy name for a guy who takes care of an office building's heating and air conditioning and plumbing systems. But here's the important part. Being a building engineer is not what Paul Daniels wanted to be when he grew up. He keeps a little homage to his true ambition in a room in his house.
This is my dream of being a journalist right here, you know, with my typewriter and my bottle of Crown Royal. Actually, it doesn't work.
Part of why Daniels did not become a writer has to do with a piece of advice his mother gave him when he was a kid, growing up without a lot of money in a suburb of Detroit.
I always used to say to him, be a something.
That's Lucille Daniels, 87 years old. She lives with her son now that she's too frail to live alone.
Take up a trade, carpenter, electrician, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Would have been nice if he'd been a lawyer or a doctor or something, but how many people do that?
I say that I was a depression child by proxy.
That's Paul Daniels again.
My parents, especially my mother, were absolutely destitute during the Depression. Her father lost his job. They had a child die. They lost their home. My mother drummed into our heads that you had better work hard and be ready for tougher times.
For a while, that message competed with other messages he was hearing, messages from people at school.
I couldn't spell to save my life. And yet when I would write something, the teachers always just raved about it.
Messages from newspaper editors who published a handful of articles he wrote.
The Troy Somerset Gazette, those are the first people that encouraged me to pursue my writing.
Messages from motivational speakers.
When I hear people say at every commencement that I've ever been to, follow your dreams.
But in the end?
I think, well, fine, follow your dreams, but if they don't work out, don't blame anybody else for them, because that was a choice you made.
The choice Daniels made was to walk away from his original dream. It was a painful calculation.
I might have become a well-known writer, but to take that risk, I just didn't want to end up being broke in my old age. So I worked some jobs for some companies that I hated to support myself, and so someday I will be able to retire.
The trade-off still haunts him. But it's a trade-off he thinks not enough people make.
I've been killing myself my entire life to take care of myself, and I see other people collecting. I'm paying, and they're collecting.
Which brings us back to the safety net. The collecting Daniels is talking about is collecting money from government assistance programs, like unemployment benefits.
I'm not saying that, for instance, I've never received unemployment in my life. But I know a lot of people that collect unemployment, and it's not really that they need to. It's more like a lifestyle.
And this is where things get tricky. Even though Daniels admits he's used a few safety net programs himself, a couple months on unemployment insurance years ago, a federal student loan in college, he feels like mostly he's made his safety net himself through sacrifice, and he doesn't have much sympathy for those who, as he sees it, have not. Of course, the thing about safety nets is that their usefulness can be in the eye of the beholder. You know why you need them when you need them. When you see someone else need one, it's a judgment call. Oh, and there is a postscript to this story.
As a young boy growing up in Detroit, I dreamed of adventures in strange, exotic, and faraway places.
That's the trailer for a documentary Daniels made a few years ago about his time in Antarctica doing building maintenance for the U.S. research station.
We're down here at the bottom of the tunnel. The area we're in right now is 55 below zero year-round.
He paid for the movie himself, did all the camera work, and hired someone to edit it. It made it into a handful of film festivals, and it made his mother proud.
Whatever he wants to do, he accomplishes. It's just hard work and his strong
will.
Strong will, hard work, and saying no to dreams you can't afford. That's how Daniels defines his safety net. Still, he says he wishes he could have been a full-time writer. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.